Grace to you and peace from God our Father, Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Tis the season for bright lights, getting dressed up for parties, and of course, the presents. You know the season I'm talking about, right? The movie award season. Are any of you movie fans? Oh my goodness, I love movies. And this is the season when they're talking about what's the best picture, who's the best actor and actress, the best director, right? Bright lights on the red carpet, everybody getting all gussied up. And then there's the presents. And I'm not just talking about those little statues, you know, that they might receive if they win. But I remember when I was younger, I heard that phrase, the rich just get richer. You've heard this before, right? I didn't really get it until I think I was in junior high and I heard for the first time about the gift bags that all of the nominees for these major awards get. Have you heard about these before? If you are a nominee for the Academy Awards, you get a gift bag. And I'm not just talking about, you know, like mints. Gift card to Red Robin or something like that, which would be great for me, by the way. But anyway, I looked it up, and the gift bag that was given to the Oscar nominees last year was worth $178,000. $178,000. So I looked, and here's just some of the things that are in there, you know, like designer silk pajamas and sunglasses and shoes. My personal favorite, down in the right-hand corner, energizing potassium broth. It's got to be worth at least $1,000, right? I'm thinking eat a banana. I don't know. But here are these extravagant gifts that, you know, all of these people are mega gazillionaires. They could buy all these things themselves if they really wanted, and they receive it all as a gift. And you can bet that if extravagant gifts were given to those who were of high status, who were glamorous, who were mega gazillionaires in the first century Palestine, Mary, the mother of Jesus, would not be getting one. Amen?
Amen.
And yet, Mary sings this extraordinary song in our reading from today. I mean, here she is singing about the lowly being lifted up, the lofty being brought down from their thrones. And here she is, a rather impoverished, very young Jewish woman who is living under the oppression of the Roman Empire. If you take this song that she sings on its own, it seems rather naive. Bringing the lofty down from their thrones, lifting up the lowly. Rome was known for conquest. Rome was known for keeping the peace through brutality. Rome was known for pacifying its citizens by inviting them to the Colosseum to watch people being killed for sport. The lofty are brought down from their thrones and the lowly are lifted up. Sounds pretty naive. And friends in Christ, if we hear this song today, does it sound any less naive? I mean, if we look at our international landscape, if we look at our national landscape, if we look at our beloved city, do you see a lot of lofty people being brought down from their thrones? A lot of the lowly being lifted up? I don't know. I'm usually a glass is half full kind of person. But I don't know if I'm seeing what Mary is singing. I tell you what, a little experiment. I'm going to give you 30 seconds. Turn to the person next to you and see if you can name one piece of evidence for injustice that you see in the world. Internationally, nationally, locally, I'm giving you 30 seconds. Ready? Go. Yeah. I slept in a very warm bed last night.
Well, the people living in our room last.
None. How'd you do? Was it hard? Nope. Probably didn't even take you 30 seconds. Probably took you two. Sounds remarkably naive, doesn't it? Taken on its own, this song of Mary sounds absolutely absurd, and yet, beloved of God, friends in Christ, here's the glorious news. We never take this song on its own. First of all, we have this revelation from God that Mary will become the mother of the Savior of the world. The word of God comes to her through Gabriel, and Gabriel says, hey, this is what God is up to. Are you in? And she says, oh, I am all in. And in the words themselves of what she sings, she takes some of those words from this woman named Hannah. 1 Samuel, you might remember her. She received injustice all over the place around her, and God gave her the impossible. God granted her mercy, and we're still talking about her hundreds of years later. Mary knew that Hannah was her faith ancestor. And not just Hannah. Mary knows when the word of God comes to her and says, guess what? God didn't ask Rome's permission. God is going to make you, a rather impoverished girl, Jewish girl, under the oppression of the Roman Empire, someone who will be remembered from generation to generation because you are all in on God's saving plan of the world. Mary knew her ancestors included people like Abraham and Sarah. Her faith ancestors included people like Moses, through whom God liberated an entire people and led them out of slavery in Egypt. What Mary does for us today is draws us out of this very moment. Can you go ahead too? And she draws us onto a road that God has been on with humanity from the very beginning. A road to bring justice, a road to bring peace, a road to bring life and healing and mercy and restoration to a humanity who cannot seem to get it right. God comes again and again and again with God's persistent, never failing, justice-soaked commitment to this world. Because we keep doing things like giving $178,000 gift bags to mega gazillionaires. But God looks around and says, I will do a new thing. And so, beloved of God, I'm going to give you a challenge. Mary says to us today, it's not just me, it's also my dear friend Elizabeth who is calling out to you to say, God is doing extraordinary things in our midst if we open our eyes, if we see them, if we exclaim them, if we sing about them from the top of our lungs. Here's the challenge. I'm going to give you 30 seconds. Turn to the person next to you and name one way where you see one piece of evidence for the inbreaking of God's justice and mercy in the world. Are you ready? 30 seconds, go. What do you think? But yeah, I just see people get your bulletin board up there. I see people committed to these things. Is it uphill battle? Is it running or just day after day waking up saying, what can I do today?
And that too is this congregation.
Yeah. How'd you do? What'd you see? Yep, you can talk during this portion. Yes. What'd you see? Somebody, raise your hand. Tell me, what'd you see?
God is in our lives.
All right, God is in our lives. Absolutely. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes.
Food banks.
Food banks. Yes.
The work that this church does to help our community.
Oh, I'm going to say that one again. The work that this church does for the sake of the community. Beautiful. Another one.
Lots of relieving of student debt.
Lots of relieving of student debt. It's just crushing debt for so many people. What's another one?
NGOs.
NGOs all over the world. What else?
Quilts.
Made locally, enjoyed globally, right? Yeah.
Helping people come across the border.
Helping people come across the border.
Find their way.
Asylum for the asylum seekers. I agree. Preparation for the Women's March.
Lutheran Advocacy Ministry.
I think somebody here has something to do with that. Yeah.
RIC.
Reconciling.
In Christ, absolutely.
Dignity Mission.
Dignity Mission, which I just learned about because of this congregation. How hard was it? All right. So here's the challenge. If you're like me, I don't know, I don't think I'm alone. If you hear the song of Mary and think, boy, that's
really
naive. Help me out. Let's help each other out. Let's be a little bit of Mary for one another. And confess with all we've got that we are a part of a story that has stretched for generations. That we are part of a story that includes God's persistent, never-failing, justice-soaked commitment to this world and everyone and everything in it. Amen?
Amen.
Because you know what I also see? I see a congregation that just celebrated 60 years here in this place. And I see a world that is filled with isolation and loneliness and despair. And I see a community that is ready to share the love, the mercy, the grace, and the justice of God at work in the world. Friends, beloved of Christ, will you be all in with Mary?
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Thanks be to God. Amen.